Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beginning to think we're getting punked. I spent a good hour trying to chase down this story this afternoon, and I found zero details other than one LinkedIn profile post. I'm talking about Ames. Remember the store Ames? Kind of Kmart-ish, kind of pre-Walmart-ish. It's already come and gone. So Ames closed back in 2002. They announced that they were going to close their 327 remaining stores. They were way bigger than that at one point. And there's this statement that's been making the rounds on social media, so I dug into it a little bit, and it's just simply this. They have their website back up, and it says, Ames Department Stores, Inc. is returning in spring 2023. Please keep an eye on this website for announcements on which locations are opening first. So you get all CSI on this stuff, and first thing that popped into my mind was, well, Ames is, you know, everybody knows the brand, so maybe they're just going to do a website thing. But if they're talking about locations opening first, that means brick and mortar stores. And if I were them, I would go after Dollar General. Because down here in the thriving metropolis of Livonia, you got to drive, you know, 15, 20 minutes to Geneseo to get to the Walmart and to the Wegmans. But there are two Dollar Generals within about 5 minutes of where I live. And they're popping up. Once you get outside of Rochester, those things are everywhere. And, you know, who knows what they're going to do. But all I could find after an hour of searching was that there's a company called Molyneux, M-O-L-Y-N-E-U-X, Molyneux Group, which owns the assets of Ames Department Stores. And they announced that they'd be returning after a 21-year hiatus. Don't know who's behind this. Don't know anything else. No Facebook stuff. There's no legit website that says anything more than that. And it's interesting that they posted this information on LinkedIn. Of all places you could post, they decided to put it on LinkedIn, which maybe they're looking for people to click on it so they can get management in place and, you know, start building it. I don't know. I guess we'll find out in the spring of 2023 whether or not Ames is a legit thing again or not. So the New York State Police put out warnings all the time about scams when they hear about them. They just want to, you know, protect you and me from whatever craziness is out there. This time, their name is attached to it. The New York State Police are warning of a phone scam that's using the New York State Police as a way to raise money. Now, they say they would like to remind you that they never solicit donations from citizens, and they have received complaints from across Western New York, people saying that they're getting calls from people representing the New York State Police asking for donations. The troopers say if you receive one of those calls from an organization claiming to be affiliated with them, the New York State Police, they want you to know that person on the other end of the phone is lying and they are not associated with them. Do you call 911? I would call 311, let them know, or maybe call the state police and let them know. Not an emergency, so don't tie up 911, but just something to keep in mind this holiday season as you're answering those spam calls that I know we all love getting, right? So we're coming up on the end of the year. This is when we get all the lists. Billboard, one of the first out with their annual year-end reports. And on top of country music, when we're talking artists, songs, producers, everything else you could think of, one artist stands out heads and shoulders above the rest. And that guy's name is Morgan Wallen. He has the top of 9 different lists. And this isn't the industry. This is you guys buying music, going to concerts, all that stuff. His list includes top country artist, top male country artist, top album for Dangerous the Double album, and Wasted on You was the top hot country song and the most streamed country song in 2022. Top female country artist this year, Carrie Underwood, top duo or group, Zach Brown Band, the top new country artist on a major label is Zach Bryan. The most heard song on country radio this past year was Parmalee's Take My Name. And when it comes to digital downloads for an artist, Walker Hayes, Fancy Like, was the most downloaded song of the year. And when it comes to touring, nobody touched Kenny Chesney. 1.3 million tickets sold. His tour grossed $135 million. Kenny is living life. By the way, if you've ever seen the video, I think it's for the song Come Over. It's black and white. There's a boat and there's a girl. That boat, go look that video up. That boat is his boat. He has a staff of people ready to go take that boat out whenever he's ready to go boating.
Thanks for listening to the Billy Kid Show Recap.
If you haven't done so yet, download the Odyssey app, search for Billy Kid Show Recap, and click the follow button.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.